We are now joined on our weekly chat with the head coach of the Milan Lady Wildcat softball team in Nathan Dodson. So this is going to be the softball chat here over the next 48 hours. We've got a lot of rain in the forecast, had rain on Tuesday, so Milan is not able to play polo. They're not playing Princeton tonight. That's kind of a good news, bad news thing. The bad news is they can't go to Princeton tonight. The good news is, I think, if the weather holds, we're going to be able to have that game, I believe, on KTTN on the 17th. That'll be part of a back-to-back doubleheader for Milan, as they will be at Princeton on the 17th, Trenton the 18th, North Harrison the 20th. I think I found your busy bus week, Coach.
Yeah, we've got several road trips that week now. As we go to Princeton, Trenton, you know, not too long of a road trip there, and then we'll jolt all the way over to North Harrison on Thursday night. So it's going to be a jam-packed couple of weeks with these rainouts and playing some back-to-backs, but we're just looking forward to being able to get on the field. We're sure thankful for the rain, but we're looking forward to getting some games in.
I said this earlier this week. I felt like it would be this way. We didn't get any rain all summer, and we just got horrible drought conditions. I said, you just wait. Once Mother Nature decides that it's time to rain, it's going to rain. It's going to rain good, and it is. We're in the middle of it now.
Yeah, we're sure thankful for it. The farmers need it, and the crops may need it if it's not too late already. But, you know, we'll take what we can get. Unfortunately, it happened in the softball season right now at the beginning of it, so you know, maybe it'll clear off and we'll be able to get some games here in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, there's sun in the forecast. It's just next week. It's not necessarily until Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So we'll see how it goes. You know, we see what the weather does, and then we adjust. As far as last week goes, Coach, we talked about the Gallatin loss last Thursday. The Putnam County loss a week ago tonight was a similar final score, but I got the indication from you that you were much more pleased with the way that the girls performed at Unionville their second time around.
Yeah, overall, we did a lot of things really nice. You know, growing up, maturity-wise, I thought just on the field in general, and in the dugout for that matter, we did a very good job of communicating through the night, and not just being cheerleaders in the dugout, but talking on plays, you know, whether it be calling fly balls or cutoffs and lining kids up and knowing situations. I had had some of my older girls and even Katie from the mound really step up and just remind some of our young ball players of different defensive situations where they're going with the ball and knowing what to do with it. You know, we did a much better job of that night, and we had some great quality at-bats. I think that, you know, near 50% of our at-bats were quality at-bats now, and that's speaks a lot for you. We're getting base runners, and we hit a pretty decent pitcher. We only got three hits out of her, but we hit a lot of Adam balls, and we did put the ball in play, you know, against Sammy Bradshaw. We know she's tough. You know, we knew a couple nights before, just holding Trenton to three runs, we knew she was going to be tough. And we were able to get a home run out of our senior, and Katie Banner, in the top of the first. And that was all we could really get across the scoreboard. But we left some out there that were definitely there to get. But we just hit a lot of Adam balls. You know, our pitcher, Caden Spolley, our freshman, hit two line drives at the left fielder and just caught some bad breaks. And even with runners in scoring position, that occurred. So, you know, we start finding a few gaps, we're going to put some more runs on the board, and we correct some mental miscues defensively, we're going to be pretty tough. I think that we really showed that it wasn't an 11-1 ball game. When you walk away from it, you kind of have your head held high because you know that you did enough things to win a ball game, and then at the same time, you know that the things that you need to correct are some simple things, some of the little things that you've got to do the right way in order to beat a good ball team.
Your freshman pitch.
You know, we had a go ahead, Tom.
Your freshman pitcher, Paulie, has obviously the potential to be a dominant pitcher and just a great all-around athlete from Milan. We've heard about her. What is she learning? What's her greatest adjustment right now to just that jump from middle school, junior high, to varsity starting pitcher? Where is she at with that adjustment?
Well, we're asking her to do a lot right now already as a freshman, and I'm asking her to grow up a lot faster than what a lot of freshmen would need to, and just realizing situations and not letting one thing, you know, it's tough as a freshman pitcher, or any pitcher for that matter, if your defense is letting you down, it's tough to come back and throw strikes to get ahead in the count. When you're worried about what's going to happen when you release the ball, you're not spotting it like you should be. And when that tends to happen, you tend to fall behind in counts because you're afraid to let the offense put the ball in play. So, more so than anything, just continuing to do what she can do to help us out on the mound and even in times that it's tough, you still have to be able to trust your defense. But sometimes that's hard to do as a pitcher. You know, just getting ahead in counts, that's going to be a big thing for us. You know, we've done really well through the first three innings of the first two ballgames that we've played. And then, you know, one thing here and there can get in your head a little bit, and then we fall back in the count. And then all of a sudden you find yourself trying to throw one, maybe letting up a little bit, letting off, and not throwing as hard as you can, and letting one cross the plate where you have a hitter's count. And good hitters are going to take advantage of that. You know, when you face a great experienced team like Gallatin, an experienced team like Putnam, and good teams with good ball players, each of those teams, especially Putnam for that matter, is a tough out 1-9, and you can't really afford to make any mistakes. So just being able to trust your defense. You've got to be able to do that, get ahead in counts, and realize the situation. You know, if you've got a runner on second, you've got first base open, we don't necessarily have to go right at a Sammy Bradshaw who's hitting in the four hole, or anybody for that matter. You know, when you got first base open, you've got to remember that even with two outs, you've got a little leadway there. You don't have to give somebody something that's really good to hit. You know, in middle school, you might be able to let off a little bit to get one across the strike zone and still be able to blow it by a hitter. But at this level, if you do that, somebody's going to make you pay for it. So we've got to get better defensively, though. We've got to play better behind her, and then we don't have to worry about that. And if we can take care of the ball, she's going to take care of things on the mound for us. And we know that with her on the mound, we're going to have a chance to win and beat anybody on any given night if we can play defense behind her.
Absolutely.
So, the mistakes that we made the other night were just errant throws. Outfielders maybe not hitting cuts here and there. And I think we had five errant throws that all led to five runs. And then with that, we're falling behind the count a little bit, walking a few here and there. She ended up with four walks and four that all scored. So, as a coach, you can kind of look that way and look at the score, and you've got a 2-1 score if you don't give them nine runs. So we've got to get better at that aspect of it, and we're still young in the outfield. But man, we've improved a ton just over two ball games. We just need to get back out there so we can continue to learn from each situation that we're put in.
Yeah. So Milan Princeton off tonight. That's going to be made up Monday the 17th. And as I said, I'm pretty sure there's a Royals game that night, but I think we'll put Milan Princeton on at 5:30 and then get to the Royals in progress. So that'll be on the 17th. Has there been a date announced yet for when that polo game is going to be made up, Coach?
Yeah, the polo game we're going to make up on the 25th, and I believe that is the Tuesday before the GRC plays, before we play our conference championship games, before all the cross conference games begin. So
I got to give some credit to
in that last week of conference play.
Yeah, I got to give some credit to Misha, because as soon as you said that, I looked down there and it's already on there. They haven't taken the fourth off of there, but they got the new date on there. And I was just looking at the September schedule. Yeah. And I know the Milan tournament doesn't look like it's going to happen Saturday because of the rain, but you got Monday at Brookfield, you got Maysville on Tuesday at your place, you got South Harrison at your place a week from tonight, then you got Princeton and Trenton and North Harrison the next week. Your team is busy, Coach. If the weather holds, you're going to have a lot of opportunities to get better as a team.
Yeah, it's going to be jam-packed, and you'd much rather be on the game field than you would the practice field at this point. You know, practice kind of gets monotonous to some extent when you know, you really need to be in some in-game scenarios so that you can continue to teach a young team just the finer aspects of the game, you know. Just knowledge of the game and game experience you cannot replicate in practice. So it's going to be a jam-packed couple weeks now with these rainouts, and looking like we're going to have a few more here and there. And, you know, if you add another one or two down the road, you're really looking at a tight schedule trying to fit them all in before districts. So it's crazy to think. My wife, my assistant coach, was telling me yesterday, can you believe we're only five weeks out from districts? And you know, when you think about it that way, you've got a lot to do, a lot of improvements to make, but at the same time, a lot of ball to play between here and then.
Yeah, it's literally a six-week season, 6-7 weeks at the most, so it goes very, very fast, and I realize that every year. So if it's played, Coach, and I know that, you know, we know what the forecast for Saturday looks like, and at the very least, we know what the forecast for Friday looks like and the ability to get it dry for Saturday. But Milan Tournament Saturday, if it is played, if you find a way to get it played, or Mother Nature cooperates, what does that look like?
Hope it stops raining. That's the key. Right now, it's raining pretty good. I'm sitting in our field now. It's raining pretty good, and we're looking pretty wet. And with the runoff rains that we've had, I think we talked about this on air a little bit the other day or last week, but We're going to have some field maintenance to do. We've got some drainage issues that we'll have to solve and fill in some holes and some ditches to be able to get it safe to play on and ready to play. So it's going to have to quit. I mean, it doesn't look like it's going to do that. But if it can, we can dry up pretty quick. It'll just be a matter of getting some dirt moved and getting it fluffed up and ready to go. So we'll just we'll do what we can and see what the weather does. And if we have the opportunity to reschedule at a later date, we're going to kick that idea around too, because with this tournament, you definitely want to get in some extra home games. And we have a lot of local teams that come on that are supposed to be here on Saturday. And it's kind of a great thing for just some local communities to come together and enjoy a day of softball and just get our kids out there and enjoy the support that our community gives us. It's just a fun day of softball that we get the opportunity to host at our home field. So hopefully things will hold off and maybe we can get it out on Saturday. But if not, we'll take what the good Lord gives us and try to reschedule from there.
That's all you can do. Is it a four-team tournament or do you have eight teams coming over?
We currently have four teams.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it Grundy? Grundy, Green City, Linn County. Are those the other teams coming?
Grundy, Green City, and Nominger,
gotcha.
So, okay. We might look to flex it out next year to six teams. We've had a couple other teams show some interest in it. And if we do that with one field, we'll go to maybe a pool play than a bracket. But we'll just see what happens. That's definitely a possibility that we're looking at down the road. But right now, it's just a four-team round robin. And I kind of like the format. It gives us an opportunity to be at home in our home field and give everybody within the community a chance to come see the girls play on a day that maybe, or a night that they maybe otherwise wouldn't be able to do that. So a good opportunity for our kids to come out and represent our community in a great way, hopefully.
Outstanding. You also caught the Highway 6 tournament, all four communities on
that
highway. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck. The schedule coming up. All this, of course, weather, field conditions permitting. Milan tournament Saturday at Brookfield Monday. Maysville over at Legion Field in Milan on Tuesday. South Harrison the week from tonight. The Polo game is going to be played the 25th at Milan. And the Princeton game at Princeton is going to be played Monday the 17th at Princeton. It's going to be busy, as we said. Coach, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, we appreciate the coverage. Shout out to our football guys. Good luck tomorrow.
After the recording of this interview, the Saturday Milan Invitational Tournament was indeed postponed. It's been postponed until Saturday, September the 29th.